kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identitytheft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identitytheft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
I can see all the tricks you're playing, but I won't let my emotions run riot. If you truly felt the same way about me, you wouldn't let me turn away and say goodbye. And I've seen pollen gently falling off a mountain. I've seen river waters run high in the rain. But I'm leaving here tomorrow for cost me too much sorrow, and none of these will take my pain away. This situation that we're in does not concern him. He's just a pawn between the players of the game. And I will travel this world over once again, love, to forget that I ever knew your name. I've seen pollen gently falling off a mountain. I've seen river waters run high in the rain. But I'm leaving here tomorrow, for you've caused me too much sorrow, and none of these will take my pain away. Take the power for the ease of travel. It's what you've done.
there is no answer for. I've seen Paulin gently falling off the mountain. I've seen river waters run high in the rain. But I'm leaning here tomorrow for you, caused me too much sorrow. And none of these will take my pain away. No, none of these will take my pain away.
Got a phone call. Oh, Canaveral needs me. Could be a suicide danger ride, but I'm headed out there, and maybe we could save the world. In the graveyard, blacken the trees, filling the branches with feathery leaves. The
the lift of your hand as you bid them goodbye. The darkness erupts and a storm takes the sky. Om Mani Padme Hum. Long ago, mindful of storms and then still by the edge, whispering words of the mantra you said. I'm feeling your spirit today. Where have you gone, Dharma Jane? I'm hearing your voice in the rain. Where have you gone, Jane? Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum.
not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Gather around the tree, let us hold in our hearts our friends and family. Let us gather around the tree. Hallelujah.
have you. Oh, what will I do? I'm feeling so blue, 'cause I'm sent to a life without you. I've reached that dead street, and tomorrow, and there's no hope, 'cause I'm sent to a life without you.
Finish up chores first thing at dawn. Take off boots, put your tennis shoes on. If you're ready in time, we'll take you along to the Orkney-Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the Orkney-Salem Fair. There's a paratrooper ride and a haystack slide. A farmer dressed up in a red string tie, putting kids on a plow horse 4 foot wide at the Orkney-Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the York New Salem Fair. You can try your luck with the little rubber ducks. Take them by the tail, turn them bottom side up. Winning anybody at the ice cream truck at the York New Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the York New Salem Fair. If the wind blows east, you're in for a thrill. Stuck at the top of the Ferris wheel, 'cause they just spread manure on a hilltop field at the Orkney-Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the Orkney-Salem Fair. There's a lady with a beard and a weird tattoo, and a man who wears size 26 shoes. Give him 50 cents, he'll tap dance too at the Orkney-Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the Orkney-Salem Fair. You can take your chance with the haunted hut. There's a corpse in a coffin with his lips sewn shut. I saw him on his break with a cigarette butt at the Orkney-Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the Orkney-Salem Fair. Everybody listen for the 4-H cheer from the kids in the wagon with a big John Deere and a fifth grade girl and her half-ton steer that took first place at the township fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the Orkney-Salem Fair. Tents fold up, but we're not gonna go till I win something big at the watermelon throw and the last big bang at the fireworks show at the Orkney-Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the Orkney-Salem Fair.
Thank you. one man, a carpenter from Galilee, who healed the sick and made the blind man see. Yes, Paul and Peter walked, they did not ride, they had no chariot and they could not fly. So Paul and Peter walked, one step at a time, across the mountains and the valleys wide. And if it's too
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
We'll be right back.
Thank you. mais j'ai roulé, j'ai tourné presque toute la journée. Mais j'ai roulé, j'ai tourné presque toute la journée. Quand j'ai levé à ce matin, y'avait personne à mon côté. J'ai beaucoup de tracas et moi je peux pas comme ça. Mais j'ai beaucoup de tracas et moi je peux pas vivre comme ça. J'ai un joli petit million qui va porter mes caleçons. Wow, 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 yeah. Pas comment je vais faire avec tous mes rêves et mes idées. Je connais pas comment je vais faire avec tous mes rêves et mes idées. Quand tu me dis tu vas me quitter, mon cœur pense à brailler. Quand je lève le matin, moi je me garde les flammes d'en bas. Ma bébé est cachée et moi je peux pas la bébé, c'est elle qui va me
Ben Williams on the sound. Yours truly, Michael Dusse. It was a pleasure. Hope you can't deny y'all a little bit. Merci tout le monde. Just remember why la dequille bien. Au revoir, tout le monde.
mon écossais loin. Mais jolie, elle est mignon, mais je l'ai pas vu dans un grand bout de temps, vu qu'on écossais loin. On va aller dans mon wagon, si je peux la trouver. Là, je vais la demander, si elle veut venir, oui.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Elon Musk's Tesla expected to lay off more than 10% of its workforce, and everybody is seeing in this what they want to ascribe politically, either to Elon Musk or to electric vehicles. I think both interpretations are wrong here, and I want to discuss it. CNBC reporting, Dow surges more than 100 points as strong retail sales and earnings overshadow the Iran-Israel conflict. But one company that is not doing so well is Tesla. Tesla will lay off more than 10% of its global workforce. And it gives access, the article does, to an Elon Musk memo that refers to preparing the company for the next phase of growth, looking at cost reductions, increasing productivity. And indeed, there is going to be a more than 10% layoff of Tesla staff. Now, let me give you a couple different perspectives on this that are being floated, none of which I think really captures what's going on. And I say this, I'm going to give this disclaimer, even though people said I no longer have to because I no longer own the stock. Some people still think I do. I used to own Tesla stock. I sold all of it. Okay. I still drive a Tesla for a few more months, but then my lease is over and I'm getting almost certainly something different. So this has nothing to do with my personal connection to Tesla. And quite frankly, I had such a relatively small amount of stock anyway. It doesn't even really matter. There are some who really don't like Elon Musk and are saying this is what Elon Musk has caused. Elon Musk has ruined Tesla. It's terrible. He ruined it just like he ruined Twitter by turning it into X and all of the things that are going on. So the 10% layoff is simply because Elon Musk sucks. I don't think that's actually the situation in this particular case.
The other side of this is because electric vehicles are terrible. The technology is no good. The cars are no good. You can't drive far, like Trump likes to say. This is an indictment of electric vehicles in general. I think that is also the wrong interpretation. I think that this has very little to do with Elon Musk and with electric vehicles as the problem, and everything to do with how comparatively Tesla is starting to not have the very obvious first mover advantage that it once did. It is still the case that, with few exceptions, when it comes to range, Tesla is at the top when it comes to electric vehicles, although increasingly, and especially with 2025 model years, there will be lots of good competition in terms of vehicle range. That's not good for Tesla, but Tesla vehicles still have great range. When it comes to the charging network, Tesla still has the best charging network. Some other companies are being given access to it. Rivian vehicles, for example, I believe now can start using Tesla superchargers, but it is still the case that Tesla, as far as charging for longer trips, is the most convenient, rather than dealing with level two chargers, which can take 7 hours to fill up the battery in a significant manner. You've got Tesla superchargers, 15, 20 minutes and off you go. The issue here is that as more people realize that for 95% of their driving, they don't need superchargers. You can just charge at home because you're not driving far enough that you're exceeding the range of the vehicle. As people realize, I actually don't need the Tesla supercharger network except for long road trips, which most people don't do. And as people realize that the build quality of Teslas, in my opinion, still leaves a little something to be desired, and there are legacy automakers that have been making cars for much longer that make really good cars. I have friends now who regularly say to me, "Sir, I test drove a Tesla and a Hyundai Ioniq, and I like the Ioniq better. It felt more solid, and I like the service availability of Hyundai dealerships," or whatever the case may be. At the higher end, so many people that say to me, "You know, I test drove the Model X, the Tesla Model X, but then I looked at the BMW iX, and I'm interested in the forthcoming Volvo EX90, and the Rivian blew it out of the water." So the point here is, Tesla did so much to speed up the development of electric vehicles, and that's a great thing.